Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Tezvav, and we will start with a Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amud Beis as we continue through this first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Again, it's a 20-block parak as we continue with halachos of what I'm allowed to do with an Ovedes Kochavim, what am I not allowed to do, different halachos and different minhagim. Says the Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Makom she'nohagu limkor behemot da'kalov de'gochavim mochrim, in a place where the minhag is to sell a behemot da'ka, the small animals, the goats and the sheep, those types of animals, the minhag, thank you, is to sell it to a guy, to an obedes kochavim, then you sell it. Makom she'nohagu shelo limkor ein mochrin, and with a place the minhag is not to, then you don't sell it. Why wouldn't you be able to sell it? We never mentioned this before, but all of a sudden we're saying that there was a minhag in some places not to sell a behemah daka to an obed kochavim. So why would there be a problem? So Tosa says in the Raskol Makom Pirush Mishum Chshash Revia. As we're going to see in the Gemara a little bit, in those days, maybe some of the Avodas Kochavim were nechshad on living with the animals, or being nearby with the animals. So therefore, if a Jew sells on the animal, they are violating v'avar alifnei iver v'chulu. That is part of lifnei iver. I mean, that's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. It's included in Gili Arayas, the Isra of Revia. So therefore, there is a minhag in some places, there was a minhag in some places for Jews not to sell behemah dakas to them. But a place where there's no minhag, they're mochrin, because they're not chashid everywhere, only in certain places. U'b'chol makom, but in every place, back to the Mishnah, ein mochrin lahem behemah gasa. But behemah gasas, cows, and large animals, that for sure one cannot sell. That's going to be, as we'll see in the Gemara, a totally different reason. It's going to be a gzeira, mishum, animals working on Shabbos, as we'll see. Agalim usiyachim, shleimin ushavurin. The Tanakhama says, all animals are included in this issue of the Rabbanan, up to you might have to sell an animal that really could work. Meaning what? Agalim usiyachim, calves and young donkeys, so, and both of those, even though they're not really ready to work yet. They're very young, but still, that is included in the Isser. Shleimut u'shvurin, and even if they have a broken leg, whether they know, whether they don't have a broken leg or they do have a broken leg, still, they are included in the Isser of selling. Tosfos says, let's just finish the Mishnah first. Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda says we're not goes there by a shvura. Gemara will explain. Uben b'seira matir b'sus. And Ben Becerra allows us to sell horses to them. Why? Rashi explains, because the only thing that one does with a horse is ride a horse. People don't usually, at least then, use a horse for plowing. They don't usually use a horse for those types of malachas, which would be an Isser Del Raisa, let's say, in the world if a Jew would do it, as we'll see in the Gemara. It's only used for riding. So the highest level Isser, if a guy rides a horse on Shabbos, what type of aveir is that? That's only an Isser Derabanan. So the Nisa Durabanan. So we're not going to be shum that. That's what Rashi says. Shein malachto el rechiva. V'rechiva shvusi. Riding an animal is a shvus. V'lav malacha. Why? Why isn't it a malacha? Mishum dechainosi es atzmo. Principle of Masechta Shabbos. A live person carries himself. Chainosi es atzmo. If I carry a baby on Shabbos in a place without an Erev, I violate an Isser Durabanan. Because he somewhat carries himself. Chainosi es atzmo doesn't make a mutter. It goes from Daraisa to Durabanan. Doesn't make a mutter, makes it into a Durabanan. But because it's only Durabanan, Chazah, we're not gozer, mishum that case, that I'm not allowed to sell it to a guy because he might do that. So, lechba alonim asi lashilo laskiro. So it doesn't matter, says Rashi, says, we're not gozer in that case. Okay, so we have this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, first half of the Mishnah, there are some places where there is a minhag not to sell behemah dakas, because we're worried about the Isser of Revia. And the second half, for sure, cannot sell behemah gansas because of the Gzeira, as we'll see, Mishum Malacha on Shabbos. And Be'Seira says, but if you have an animal that is totally not used for Malacha on Shabbos, so then there wouldn't be an Isser involved. Tosfos notes, we'll get back to this idea in the Gemara as well. Tosfos says, why does our Gemara say, according to the Tanakhama, that we're gozer, broken legs, and other types of animals, Bishum Shleiman, Vitema, second line of Tosfos, Shleiman, Maishnami Para. What's the difference in this case and the case of the cow in the Gemara, as we'll have, the Talinan, Be'emel Shchita Zavne. We're going to have a case where one of the Amorim sold a cow and said, don't worry, I know he's going to shecht it. I know he's going to shecht it. if you have an animal with a broken leg, what else are you going to use it for? So if in the Gemara we have some times where you're allowed to assume that he might use it for shechita, so surely if it has a broken leg, he's not going to use it for work. What else is he buying it for? So why how can we be gozer by shvurin? Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, no. V'yesh lomer deshvurin ki chazu luhu la'alma v'beis ovedi kochavim. Buy a broken leg of the animal. When the whole world sees it in the beis avodas kochavim, savri, they will think the shleimin nimkaru. It was sold without the broken leg. Uba beis ovedi kochavim nishtabru, and it just got a broken leg now. V'chi zavin la'v l'shchita zavin. When he originally bought it, he didn't buy it for shchita, and therefore that's a case where you could be gozer. People might think, oh, you're allowed to sell the animals. Aval para afilach or yamim rabim ki chazu lo alma bebeisay dove gochavim amr l'shchita zavna v'fishin eriyul malcha kolkach. Cows, maybe bulls. Maybe he's being machal between cows and bulls. Bulls, oxen, you know, those are serious work animals. Or donkeys are serious schlepping animals. But a cow, a para, That's the shechita. So therefore, people would get confused more by a broken-legged animal than by a paras. So that's why Tosfos says, we're gozer mishum one and not mishum the other. It sounds like, just to put this in terms like we used last week, it sounds like it's a marasayan issue, not just a chshat issue, using Ramosha's terms. Because it sounds like this is going to mislead people about what to do, not just mislead people about what they think of you. That's what it sounds like from this discussion. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, de Isura Leka, Minhaguhu de Ika. Sounds like from our Mishnah that there's no Isra involved in the Resha. In the case of Behema Daka, it sounds like it's based on a Minog. Hecha Denog Isser Nahig, Hecha Denog Hatu Nahig. Wherever the minog is the iser, then it's the iser, and if not, not. But is that really true? It's only minog? There's no iser? V'ramini, but we learned later on, Ein Ma'amidin. Right, look at the second parak. What's the name of the parak? Ein Ma'amidin. Right? That's the Afchav Beis, I think, or so. Right? Afchav Beis, Ein Ma'amidin. So now this is the first mission, the second parak. Ein Ma'amidin behema bepunta ko'shalo ovdei kochavim. One is not allowed to put their animals in the stables of an ovdei kochavim mipnei shechashudin al ravia. It says they're chashud. This mishnah doesn't sound like it is based on minog. It sounds like it's an iser. You can't do it because it's lifnei iver. So how does our mishnah sounds like it's based on minog? So says the Gemara, two answers. Answer number one is reread that mishnah later on. Amarav makom shehitiru limkar itiru liyached makom sheasru liyached asru limkar. Really, says Rav, it's totally on minog. When the mishnah later on said there's asur, that's only in a place where they're chashud. In a place where they're chashud, then it turns into an isur, and that's why there's the minog of that place not to put them into the stables. Our mishnah, though, says it's mutter because it's a place where they're not chashud, but it's all based on minog. That's what the Rashi says on the third wide line. Kidiktani ein ma'amidin ma'iri b'makam shechashudin ala revia shemin hagam b'kach lefichach asurin limkar v'hakol holich achar minog. Says Rashi, everything goes by minog. That's the first answer. Meaning we misunderstood that mishnah at the beginning of the second parak. That mishnah says asur only in a place where they are chashud to violate revia. Answer number one. That's Rav. V'Rebbe Elazar Omer. Second answer. Really, you do not have to say it's all based on minog. There is an isser there. But Rebbe Elazar says, af b'makam sha'asru liyached mutter limkar. What does that mishnah say? You can't be miyached your animal there. You can't be miyached your animal. But even if you can't be miyached your animal, it's mutter to sell an animal to him. I mean, if you're miyached your animal, you go into the store and you leave your animal in the stable. Right? It's like in the parking lot. You leave your animal in the stable, but it's your animal. Even if you want to say that's usur, it's still mutter to sell on the animal. Why? Because they're only chashud to be with other people's animals, not with their own animals. So selling to them wouldn't be a problem. My time, oh why? Oh, except in some places, but that would be Talia Minog already. The Isser of, be miyachid, your animal with them. So that's fine. That's what the Mishnah says at the beginning of the second parak, and that's what's Asr. What's our Mishnah talking about? Talking about the Minog to be sell them or not, because we're allowed to assume that they're not with their own animals. Why? My time, Ovi kochavim chas al behemto shalote akher. An Ovi kochavim, he doesn't want his animal to be ruined. And if they are with their animal, then they make their animal become nekar, make this animal not be able to work properly, not be able to have any more offspring. So that's why the chshad is only on other people's animals and not their own animal. So that is why it's asa to be miyachid, but because then it's your animal, but it's mutter to sell. V'yaf Rav Hadar Bein, Rav also was chozer bo in his view as well. Rav who gave the first answer of the Gemara was chozer bo. Amar Rav Tachlifa, Amar Rav Shila Bar Avimi, Mishrei the Rav, Ovi Kochavin Chasal Behemto Shalo Te Aker. So those are the two. The two answers given in the okay, more chairs we need, or could get from my house if we need. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. So the first half of the Mishnah is behemadakas is totally on minux. Now we're up to the second half of the Mishnah. But every place you can ever sell behemagasas. So my time up. Why not? Nehi de la Revia lo chai shinan. Fine, there's no Isser of Revia by behema gasas. Why not? Maybe it's just a metzias. Behemagasa is just much more impossible than a behemadaka. But forward achoshes for revia mevid bemalacha chayshinam. But we're worried that they're going to do malacha with this animal. They're going to do malacha with this animal on Shabbos. Oive, you're going to sell an animal to them. They're going to do malacha. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? Venevin. So what? Let them do malacha. Kiva de zavna kanya. If you sell them an animal, so then what's the problem? Says the Gemara, Gezera mishum she'ela umishum schiris. It's a gezera mishum if you lend or hire out, rent out your animal, then he might do malacha. And then if he does malacha, it's your animal. If he does malacha by she'ela and schiris, it's your animal doing malacha on Shabbos. And that would be a problem. That's when it goes there. You're not allowed to sell the animal to him because he might do malacha on Shabbos, be magasas, which are used for malacha. Because he might come to do malacha with it even by she'ela and schiris. Okay, let's stop there for a second, because there's what to talk about on this line. Says Rashi. So we've quoted this Rashi in the past, but it's always as major sugya, and this is what Rashi says here, and this is what the Rambam says here, and then there's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav. You're like, what's the Rashi doing in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav? So, Baruch Hashem, today's the day that Rashi gets to sit on stage in the limelight. What does the Gemara say? Once the guy buys the animal, so what are we worried about? Let him do malach on Shabbos. What does Rashi say? Let's read the whole Rashi, but it's really the last line of the Rashi. Keep it to Zav Nakanya, Veinisha Yisrael. There's no problem anymore. We should lift the let's eat in Mechsho Lokavar. There's always a lift the Eivor. Why? Bnei Noach lo netzabo l'shvisa. Bnei Noach aren't mitzuveh. A Bnei Noach isn't allowed. Forget he's not mitzuveh. It's one of the two mitzvahs that a goy is not allowed to do. Can't keep Shabbos, he can't learn Torah. So what's the problem? Aval gabi revia lekele mebrahachi. By revia, there is a problem. Mishim dahasam kavar lift the let's eat in Mechsho. So Rashi's mechalik between Shabbos and Gilei Arayos. Lafisha b'nei Noach nitzavo al ha'revia. But now comes the important lines of Rashi. Aval ala Shabbos lo nitzavo b'nei Noach. But on Shabbos, b'nei Noach ha'na mitzuvahin. Umasha asur li Yisrael lomer lo ben kochavim. Asei li kach. Aye, what about the Isra of Amir la'akum? What about the Isra of a Jew telling a non-Jew not to do something for me on Shabbos? Zehu mishum mimsochefzacha v'daber davar. Dibur Asur. Says Rashi, major machlokas we showed him. What is the source? What is the basis for the Isra of Amir Lakam on Shabbos? Rashi of Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav says, based on the Pasuk in Yishayahu, Mimsochav Sacha V'Daber Davar. Right? It's halakhically not Shabbistic. Right? It's not, we can't say not Shabbistic because people hear Shabbistic, they think, oh, it's not halakhic. Right? They just think it's like ethics. But no, Mimsochav Sacha V'Daber Davar, right, makes a normative practice, halachic practice on Shabbos, cannot be that I ask a guy to do malach for me on Shabbos. My deeper has to be different on Shabbos, including telling a guy not to do malach for me. That is Rashi right here, Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav.
So it's Rashi explaining the Gemara that this is a
mirror of the Akum here. So Rashi didn't even have to say this. Rashi just throwing this in there. Rashi could have just ended at the first six lines of the Rashi. Rashi's saying why you're worried about lifte iver of revia and not worried about lifte iver of malacha on Shabbos. But now Rashi's throwing in, the only thing that's asur is if a Jew asks an non-Jew to do malacha for him on Shabbos. And by the way, that's because of this, right? But the Gemara did not, you didn't need to say this, but it's brought up here because Rashi brings it up here. So we've mentioned this sugi in the past, but there are 3 days of the Rishonim. What exactly is the source for Amir La'akum? This is one of them. The other day is a different Rashi. A different Rashi, and the third day is the Rambam. The Rambam, start with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, The Rambam says in Ilcha Shabbos, beginning of Perek Vav, Aser Lomar Lagoy Lasas Lana Malacha B'Shabbos, Afal Pi She'ena Mitzuvah Al Shabbos, the Afal Pi She'omar Lo Mikodem HaShabbos. Rashi, the Rambam adds in, even if I tell a Goy before Shabbos, I'm not saying a word on Shabbos. If I arrange before Shabbos for a Goy to do Malacha for me on Shabbos, the Afal Pi She'eno Tzarek Lo Sa Malacha El Achar Shabbos. Even if I don't even need it, but I tell him, ask him to do it on Shabbos. I don't need it on Shabbos. I don't need it until after Shabbos. The davar is aser midivrei sofrim. It's aser. Why? Why can't I tell God to do malacha on Shabbos? Kidei shalote Shabbos kala beinehen v'yavou lasos ba'atzman. Rambam says, gzeira, you might have to do it yourself. Yes, there's somebody to do malacha for you on Shabbos, so it's gzeira, you might have to do it yourself. You see the malacha being done, right? So already it's kala. If you know nobody's doing malacha, it makes it more chamor. Right? The second that it's somebody's already doing malacha for me, let's say I accept the Shabbos already, and my neighbor did it, right? So is it really Shabbos? If he could do malacha for me, right? If a mother asks their child to do malacha at that time, is it really Shabbos? She knows that she can't, but it's not the same. So too, if somebody's able to do malacha for me, says the Rambam, I might come to do malacha myself. That is the Rambam, gzeira.
So it's against having a Shabbos goy, right?
Right, having a Shabbos goy, right? Having a Shabbos goy, right? Again, it's a major issue. What are the heterim? When are you allowed a hint? What srachim? Shvus to shvus b'malcha mitzvah, shvus to shvus b'malcha sarach gadol. There are categories where one is allowed, one has the heter, but bi'ikaron is us. So, Rashi of Anazorat HaTesvav says it's based on mimso chepsachav adavar davar. The Rambam says it's based on gzera. And finally, the third source is Rashi in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel, beginning of the last parak. Rashi there says that why is one not allowed to do malacha? My taima, the Gemara asks. My taima, the Gemara there is talking about if somebody's coming in from the outside into the city and it's Shabbos is about to start. So what do they do with their wallet? So they give it to a guy and the guy carries the wallet into the city on Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, why are you allowed to do that? Right? You're giving it to a guy. Why are you allowed to do that? Rashi's lashon v'harei hu shlucho lisa'enu b'Shabbos. He's your shliach, meaning shlichus l'chumra. If you ask a guy to do something, even though a guy is usually excluded from the world of shlichus, in this context, Rashi knows the Gemara is that a guy is mufka from shlichus, but Rashi says for this halacha, at least on a drabbanan level, it's shlichus l'chumra for a guy. We assume, 99% of Rishonim assume that Amir Lakam is this a drabbanan. There is one day of the smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, Rav Moshe Bikutzi, writes in the Sefer that's in Siddur Aisa. He has a drusha to have the source, for the source of Amir Lakam, but we assume it is drabbanan. But again, based on the source, you might say there are a number of nafkaminas, like what the Rambam brought up. What about if I arrange it all before Shabbos? According to Rashi's pshat, there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Rashi says it's based on v'dabar davar. Based on v'dabar davar, so therefore it should be, well, I didn't say a word on Shabbos. So I'm not violating v'dabar davar. According to the Rambam, according to the Rashi and Shabbos, it would be usher as well. Again, there are other nafkaminas. What happens if the opposite, if I ask him to do something on Shabbos, he does something after Shabbos. So is that a problem? So according to Rashi, yes. Rashi right here. Because it's the violation of Dabar Dabar. According to the Rashi and Shabbos, it would not be a problem. What do you mean a shliach? So he's not doing malacha until after Shabbos. Yeah, depending on the reason that you have, that would determine certain nafkaminas. Again, shvus to shvus also might come up, but not for now. But that's the first issue that comes up in our Gemara. The other issue is just a Yerushalmi. It's in all the storybooks. On this Gemara, right? What the Gemara say? Why can't you sell it to a guy? What's the difference? A guy's allowed to do malacha? The answer is gzeir shem shalem shem schiris. So this is a Yerushalmi. I don't know if we have it in the Yerushalmi, but the Ritva quotes it in Yuma on Daf Tes. The Ritva quotes it in Yuma on Daf Tes. Why does he quote it there? Because there's a Amora there named Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta. Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta. Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Turta. Tura in Aramaic is an ox. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta. So the Ritva just says there, why is he called Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta? Amru b'Yerushalmi, shenikra kein al shem shemachar parasu lagoy, v'lo ratzta lach rosh b'Shabbos, at shahalach v'lachash la ba'azna. I know the story that a Jew sells a guy an animal on Shabbos, and the guy wouldn't move. And the Shabbos morning came, the guy told him to do malacha, the animal wouldn't move. Wouldn't budge. He goes back to Rabbi Yochanan and says, you know, your animal's mekatos. Your animal doesn't work one seventh of the time. He's lazy. And the next day he worked again. What's going on here? So he goes back, and the owner realized. He whispers. He says, "No, now it's not Shabbos anymore. So you're not owned by a Jew anymore. It's different. You're allowed to work." And then he worked. Right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta. That's why he. So I've heard two different versions: whether the owner was called Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta, the original owner, or this guy was so amazed that he converted and his name was Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta after the story. So it's not clear. Right, it says in the footnotes here, Lo Matzasi. Right, Lo Matzasi. Where the Yerushalmi is Ulam Tachuva bePsikta beParshas Para. Anyway, but maybe we'll find the Yerushalmi one day. Got to put it into the computer. But anyway, that is the Yerushalmi related to our Gemara right here. If you have more, by the way, the stipler is the one in both places, right here in Avodah Zarah. He talks about the nafkaminas that he would have between Rashi and the Rambam and the other Rashi, right, the different nafkaminas, and he says we're machmer l'chadchila for both reasons. It's also to tell before Shabbos, it's also to tell on Shabbos, even for after Shabbos. The stipler says we're machmer for both reasons. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so what the Gemara say? So we're not worried about selling, where goes are selling, atu she'ela and schiras. So the Gemara then says another crucial line. She'ela, you're worried about if you lend the animal out to use, and because of that, if the guy does malacha with that animal on Shabbos, that is going to be your problem. She'ela, kanye, va'agra, kanye. What do you mean? She'ela and schiras are also quasi-kinyanim. When a shoel borrows something, he owns it in a certain sense. After all, he's able to use it. If he owns it, sure, that's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Also important Rashi. She'ela kanye, liyamei she'elasa. At least for the days that you borrow it, you own it. Why? What's the biggest raya that a shoel owns something? Dekiva dechayev ba'onsin, harehi shelo. Chayev onsin. After all, if an earthquake happens, I'm chayev. Why am I chayev? Why? Because I'm responsible? I'm responsible. But is it my fault at all? Of course not. It's an earthquake. Why should I be responsible if an earthquake happens? The answer is because if I owned it and an earthquake happens, I'd have to bear the brunt of the loss. So too, Chiyav Onsin. Chiyav Onsin always reflects Kinyan. Right? We have it by She'ela. Where else do we have it? We have it by Gazlan. We have it by Gadaf and Gazlan. Gadaf and Gazlan, they're also Chiyav Onsin. Why are they Chiyav Onsin? Because there's something called Kinyan and Gazela. And Kinyan and She'ela, which we spoke about a lot of times. Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Beis, I don't remember. One of those two, the Tosfos Shamin, right? Many Rayas to the concept, but it's based on if I'm Chiyav for Onsin, so it must be that I own it. Say, ask Rashi. Based explaining the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, explain Marashi. She'ela, what your Gozer Mechira to She'ela. She'ela, he also owns it. And Schiras, he also owns it. So Ella Amar, we'll get back to the line in a minute. Let's just finish first. Ella Amar Rami Breder of Yeba. Gezer Mishim Nisyona. You're right. The whole Isra of selling a Behema Gasa to a non-Jew is not because you're worried that he might work in on Shabbos and it might be your problem, but because the case of testing it out. The Zimnin, the Zavra Leinele, Savach Lashkias Achama, the Bali Shabsa. A Jew might be selling a non-Jew an animal right before Shabbos, 2 minutes before Shabbos. V'yamalei Tanas Yenile, and he says, yeah, go test it. Why don't you go test it out? He wants a test drive for the animal. V'shamalei Lakale. And what's going to happen? What's going to happen while he's testing it out? The owner might call the animal and say, go and do your stuff. Something like that. Giddy up. Heal, whatever the case might be, and the animal might act based on the words of the Jewish owner, va'azla machmate, and might go because of him, v'nichale detezel, and the Jew is happy that it occurs, v'havile mechamer achar behemto b'shabes. And the Isser of Mechamer is violated. Mechamer is a machlokas, whether it's daraisa or darabanan. Mechamer means not doing work with my animal. That's called shvisas behemto, as we'll get it. But Mechamer is leading my animal on Shabbos. That's an Isser. The Gemara talks about elsewhere, whether it's daraisa or darabanan. This Gemara is assuming it's daraisa. Remember, because if in the world of darabanans, we wouldn't make zeras. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, if it's only an Isser of rechiva, like a horse, or he might not make a gzeira, but this is assuming v'amacham rachabemto b'shabes chayiv chatas. Right, so that's the issur. The issur is you might come test it out right before Shabbos, and he might act based on your call. So that is the issur. That's the reason for the issur of machamer b'shabes. We had 2 points here. Number one, once machamer comes up, the Rishonim here discuss why do you get into machamer? Machamer, at least according to some, is an issur d'rabbanan. Why don't you come bring up an issue that's l'kuli alma? Which is what I just mentioned, Shvisas Behemto. Right? What do we say in Kiddush? What does the minhag say in Kiddush? Right? My avadim are not allowed to work, and my animals. It's an issa daraisa. Shvi says behemto. There's no karba. I don't get skila if my animal works on Shabbos, but it's an issa daraisa. Shvi says behemto. Shvi says kalim. The whole first parak in Shabbos discuss machlokas beis shamai beis hillel. We paskin mutter. I'm allowed to have a light on Shabbos. I'm allowed to have a light on Shabbos. Right, without getting into the Bnei Brak, Chazonish electricity issue. But let's say in Chutz La'aretz, right, for sure, L'kulei Alma, you're allowed to have a light on Shabbos. Zo Isra Shvisas Kalim, right, but Shvisas Behema, that's an Issa D'Araisa. So why does the Gemara here bring up the issue of Mechamer, leading your animal on Shabbos, ask Tosfis on top, Vim Tomar, Lama Li Taimu De Mechamer, Tepekle, Bishum Shvisas Behemto L'chud, why don't you bring up Shvisas Behemto?
When did the sale take place?
When did the sale take place? It's in the process.
So then why are you worried about him actually selling it?
It's in the process. So selling is also only a drabanan. Selling a Shabbos is a drabanan. Gzeir mishum mekach umemkar. Gzeir mishum ksiva. Right? It's a gzeir mishum ksiva. So again, that's also a drabanan. We're trying to get into the world of Daraisas here. Unless you say we're going to have a formulation. Well, let's get to the rhyme in a second. But first, Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'yomeri, the bishop shvisas behemto l'chud lo'ay ve'esrina mechira. The less be iser ki im lefi sha'a mishum nisyone. Says Tosfos, it wouldn't be good enough. Just mishum shvisas behemto. He continues, doesn't really explain it, but the last line says, taima de mechamer de chamer tvei. Mechamer is more chamer than shvisas behemto. Why? There are some days that say mechamer is drabanan. So fine, even according to the Shvisas, they say Bechamer is Daraisa. Why is that more Chamer than Shvisas Behema? So says the Ritva here, because Shvisas Behemto is definitely a secondary type of Isser. It's your animal doing the Avera, and your animal didn't rest. Mechamer, the language of the Ritva is that it's as if you did the Malacha. Mechamer, when you lead your animal, it's as if you did the Malacha, and therefore, that's why it is more chamur than even the mandamar. She says mandamar that says bechamur is daraisa is more chamur than the shita of shvisas behemto daraisa as well. That is the shita of the Ritva. I can't find the line here, but that is what the Ritva says. That when mechamur is daraisa, that's even more chamur than shvisas behema. That is what Tosfos and the Ritva ki ilu hu asa. The Ran here, Mati says, maybe related to what you were saying, and that is here. It's really bought unless found otherwise. It's bought, but I have an hour to return it. I have an hour to return it. It's like a sukin ba'uso inyan. Right? As long as we're involved, it's bought, but I can return it. So that's why there's no way to shvisas behemah. It's really not my animal. It's not my animal anymore. Mechamer already, though, has more flexibility because it's still going because of my dibor. Mechamer, the Radas Machadish, might apply even if it's not per se your legal animal anymore. Shvisas Behema would not. So that's why there wouldn't be an Isra Shvisas Behema, but there would be a Mechamer. That is the Ran right here. Final answer is given by the Achronim, the Cheshek Shlomo, right in the back, suggests that there is a question whether women are included in Shvisas Behema. Maybe that's because Shvisas Behema might be totally on an Isra Se. Right? I'm sorry, let me... Well, Ani is daiti nira lo amar apishin es tavik afri magadim. Inashim mitzuven al mitzvah zaseh to shvisas behemto. Bishop Davi, mitzvah zaseh shizman grama. If you say shvisas behemah is only based on mitzvah zaseh, so it might be a zman grama that the women aren't obligated in, so that's why you quote mechamer. Okay, so that is the different opinions why the Gemara might quote mechamer and not shvisas behemah. Let's continue for a minute and then we'll get back to she'ela. Says the Gemara, so what are we up to now? We're up to that. You're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to a... to a non-Jew, because you might test it out right before Shabbos, and it might go with because of you on Shabbos, and that's Mechamer. So, Maskalar of Shisha Breder Avidi, the Schiris Bikanye, is it really true that Schiris is Nikne, and therefore there's no problem? There's no Gzeir Bishim Schiris, but we learned in the Mishnah later on. Af B'makam Sha'ar Mullah Haskir, even according to the one that says you're allowed to rent out a house in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, Lo L'Beis Dira Amru, you're not allowed to give it to him to live. We'll have to talk about having non-Jewish renters. Because he's going to bring about a Zara in. What would be the problem, as we'll see later on, of renting out space to a non-Jew who's going to bring his Avodah Zara in? It's not your house. He can do whatever he wants. The answer is the Gemara. No, Shiny, Avodah Zara. The Chamira. Avodah Zarah is more chamur. Even though it's not really legally your house, even if you want to say Schiris is Kanya, but still, Avodah Zarah has a higher standard. Same question. Is Schiris really Kona? But it's not. We learned in a Mishnah in Meseches Trumos. Yisrael Shesachar Para Mikohen. A Jew who rents out a cow, a Yisrael. Not only a Jew, a Yisrael, that rents out a cow from a Kohen. So a Kohen owns a cow and a Jew is renting it. What is a Jew allowed to feed the cow? Ya'achilana karshine truma. The Jew is allowed to give this animal, this cow, truma. Truma feed. What do you mean? But truma feed, but he's renting it. So what do you see? That really, a renter doesn't really own it. That cow really belongs to the maskir. The maskir is the one. That's why a Jew is allowed to do it. The truma doesn't belong to the Kohen yet. So look at Rashi. Third wide line in Rashi. Lafisha truma mamon she'en latovim hi. Truma is the category of mamon that nobody could collect it. Why? Shari no the local Kohen she'yirtse. If a Kohen comes, I could say, I want to give it to the other Kohen. I want to give it to the other Kohen. V'imratzo ha'yachol another Kohen zesh. Yizkel ha'paraso. If I want, I can give it to the maskir. It must be the maskir wouldn't mind if you give him karshine truma, because after all, you can give it to the Kohen. So that's why, even though he doesn't really own it yet, but still, the Yisrael could give it to the Kohen. And it's obviously, since the Tosas Rid, we must be talking about it's something that is not totally ro'i l'machal adam. Because if something is ro'i l'machal adam, purely, exclusively, you can't give that to your animal. It must be something that's on the border. And therefore, there's no problem with giving it to the, or at least that's how most it is. If it's just machal behema, it's for sure okay. But it can't be too much, because if it's purely machal behema, it might not have kedushas kshruma. So it's got to be enough, I'll read you the language of the Tosas Rid. It's got to be enough ro'i food to have truma status, but not ro'i food enough to have not be able to feed it to your animal. Hakarshinim avavishin machal behema ne'echalon gamlo b'nei adam dum yedis se'orin shilo haya machal adam ki machal behema bovan lo hayu chayavin b'truma. And that is the Tosas Rid's comment here. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that the maskir, so the maskir is a kohen, then you're allowed to give it to the para. If a kohen shesachar para miYisrael, the opposite. If a kohen rents out a para from Yisrael, av abishem zonoseha alav lo yachlena karshini truma. Even though the renter kohen has to feed the animal, he can't give it truma because it really belongs to the maskir. V'isakadai tashiris kanya amai lo yachilena para didehi. So again, the question is, how can we assume before that Schiris is Nikneh, that if I rent something, I own it for the time of Schiris? You see here that a Socher is not called the owner regarding Hilchos Truma. El Shvami no Schiris lo Kanya. So we go back on what we said. Really, Schiris is not Kona. And therefore, you could say the reason you're not allowed to sell the animal is because of Gezerah Bishom Schiris. V'hash Adamer, Schiris lo Kanya. Gezerah Bishom Schiris, U Gezerah Bishom She'ela, U Gezerah Bishom Nisyone. It's Gezerah Bishom, all of them. So the Gemara here at the end throws in She'ela also. We never disprove that. It could be Schiris and Nisyone. The Gemara might just throw it in Derech Agaf. Because the Gemara here, I tried to look in the Rishonim, I didn't see anyone who commented, but She'ela might be Derech Agav, because She'ela, there are some sources elsewhere that say She'ela is a Kenyan, even though Schiris might not be a Kenyan. And related to that, there's an important source in the Ritva in Kedushin. Related to Kenyan She'ela, there's one source in Shas. I remember we were in the Kola, we learned Kedushin years ago, Rav Schechter spent a lot of time on this Ritva. Says the Ritva, the Gemara there mentions as follows, a Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Kiddushin mem zayin am a base. The Rav Huna says, Hashoel kardo mechavero, if I borrow an axe from my friend. Bikabo kinao, once I use it, I'm kona it. Lo bikabo lo kinao. If I don't use it, I'm not kona it. That's what the Rav Huna says. Ask the Ritva, Tamiya Milsa, what are you talking about? Taha She'ela Matana Liyomehu Almanas Lahachzir. The language of the Ritva. A She'ela is a gift. She'ela is a Matana, they're going to return, but it's a Matana Almanas Lahachzir. Via Milo Kanye Shoba Meshicha, what do you have to use it for? Right when the Shoal takes it, he's kone it. Why aren't you kone it right away? When is there ever a Kenyan when you start using it? Where do you ever find such a concept? by being Makadesh Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. It says sometimes that their usage is Makadesh them. Avodasan Mechanchasan. But by Kenyan says the Ritva. What are you talking about? What does Rav Huna say? But you use it? Says the Ritva Vatiritzli Rabbeinu Nero. My Rebbe says, no, you know why usage might be a Kenyan? Because what kind of Kenyan are we talking about? She'ela. Mishum de b'she'ela lo mikni gufa kli klau ela tashmish shebo. You're not buying the kli, you're buying the rights of usage of the kli. Ve'ena tashmish ahu roi liknas b'mashicha. You can't pull a usage. How do you pull a usage? You can pull an object. You can't pull a usage. So you know what? You know what? How do you cone out usage? By using it. Fascinating comparison. Just like we paskin ein osios niknas b'mesira. When you give, if I have a shtar that says Reuven owes me $100, and I give you the shtar, so Reuven owes you $100. So machlokas tanoim, but we paskin no. I have to write in the shtar that I give over collection rights. So Rebbe says otherwise, but she'ein hamashicha kone ela b'moshe gufa davar anikne. So that is why. That's why it's different, and that's why you might have to use it. But and it continues. Avol nosin kli l'tashmisho she'ena tashmish davar yotzei migufo lo shamanu she'enikna v'beshicha v'lo b'kinyan b'shum makom. Therefore, there's no kinyan. Aye. So what does usage do? That's a takana d'rabbanan. That's a takana d'rabbanan. V'ad demikni b'bikul avdino a takana d'rabbanan sh'tiknu k'dei she'ikiyim l'devrayim. Okay, but that's why you can't be kona just by pulling it, because you're being kona the tashmishin. But the language of the Ritva is not a real kinyan. The language of the Gemara, bikabo knao, lo bikabo lo knao. So even though our Gemara ends off by saying, gzeim shem she'ela, that part might be lav dafka. It's schirus and it's nisyoni. So very good. I didn't read the whole thing, but you can look at that ritva in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Zayin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Ada shara, luzvuni chamra, ayada dezafsira. Rav Ada allowed someone to sell a donkey to an avodes kochavim through a middleman, through a safsira, through an agent. Why? If the issue is, the worry is he might come to test it and follow his voice, Erev Shabbos, holo yadu lakale, the azal machmate. We're talking about an agent here, so the agent's voice is not recognizable to the animal, so there's no worry. Because it's not his own, he was made a shliach to sell it. So he's not going to choose to do anything else. So we don't have to be gozer mishum in that case. Va'od mishum delo nigli bay muma. And also, he wants to sell it. He's not going to give him a chance to try to test it out or do anything else because he wants to sell it. He doesn't want him to see the mum. So therefore, there's no worry. Interesting, why is this? It sounds like three reasons. This is another reason for nisione. So why is this afterwards? Okay, either way, that's why there's no gzera. Tosa discusses, why aren't we worried that after they see it in the hands of the Avodas Kochavim, they're not going to know that an agent sold it? How are they going to know? So what do you mean? What about Maris Ayin that it was sold? Tosa talks about it's a gzera. The whole gzera is mishum she'ela v'schirus. So the whole thing might be gzera. Okay. That is one story. Next, three lines from the bottom. Rav Huna zamana he par lovi kochavim. Rav Huna sold a cow to a lovi kochavim. Amr le Rav Chizda my time ma'oven marhachi. How could you sell a cow, a para? Isn't that a behema gasa? Right, this is what Tosas referred to on the Mishnah. Amr le, emer l'shchita zavna. No, I thought that he was going to use it for shachting. I thought it was for shachting. What do you mean, he thought? So what does the Mishnah mean then? The Mishnah says behemah gasa is not allowed to sell. So Rashi here says on the bottom, either the Mishnah is only talking about a behemah tameya, or it's talking about a tahor, where he says, I'm buying it to work. Okay, either way, Rashi has to come up with a case that it's not exactly the same. Tosva says maybe there's a difference between a parah and other animals. But here, emel shchita zavna, when we not tamer darmina ki agavna, how do you know that you're allowed to assume that people buy cows for shechting? It's not. The Mishnah says in shvius, Beishamai Yoram Leimkar Adam Parahakoreshes B'Shvius. Beishamai says you're not allowed to sell a plowing cow during Shvius because you're worried. To a Rashi as in a Chashud, to someone who's Chashud Dumalach on Shvius because you're worried that he's going to use it. Ubeisilam Matirin V'Bnishiachal Shochta. Beisilam says you're allowed to because maybe he's buying it for shechting. So you see there that you're allowed to assume that a para is l'shchita zavna. So the Gemara says 1 second. I'm a rabbi, me dummy. How can you compare the cases? You're comparing Shvius and our case. Hasam ein adam mitzuvah shvius behemta b'shvius. There's no isser for my animal to do malacha. If somebody steals my animal and does malacha with my animal on Shvius, so I don't get an Avera. There's no Isra, Shvius Mehemto. So therefore, if I'm allowed to, there's no Xera that I'm selling my animal. Hacha, the Mitzubah, Shvius Mehemto B'Shabbos. But here there is a Xera, so therefore don't compare Shabbos and Shvius. Shabbos has more issues, has more problems. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, now, 1 minute. We're going to knock out each side of the assumption. What do we assume now? If you're mitzuvah on something, there's going to be an iser. If you're not mitzuvah on something, there's not going to be a gzera. So we're going to knock out both sides. Wherever you mitzuvah on something, like here, like on Shvisas Behemto B'Shabbos, so you're going to be goes there, you're not allowed to sell the animal, because you might come to do malacha. What about a field during Shvius? A field of Shvius is like an animal on Shabbos. The Adam Mitzuvah, Shvius says they have a Shvius, a person is not allowed to have his field work during Shvius. Vitznan, or Vitanya the Brisa says, Beishamai, Omer Liam Karadam, Sada Nir Beshvius. Beishamai says, you're not allowed to sell an unplowed field during Shvius. Because the person might turn around and plow it. Ubeisil matirim ibnishi yachal lahovira. Beisil says, no problem, you can, because he could let a lie fallow, just like you're going to let a lie fallow. So what do you see from there? Even in a case where you're mitzuvah on something, there's no gzeira. Or you're mitzuvah on shvisas sadeo and shvias, and there's no gzeira. Number one, maskav ravashi, and ravashi also knocks out the other side. Fakal hecha de'ena de mitzuvah shari. Wherever there is no tzivui, it's mutter. Like on Shvius, your animal. What do you mean? V'hari kelim, the inad mitzvah Shvius says kelim b'Shvius. Kelim, I don't have an isser that my plow shouldn't be used during Shvius. Somebody used it. It's his avera. And yet vitznan, and yet the Mishnah says elu hein kelim she'inad marshoi l'mochrim b'Shvius. There are certain kelim that I'm not allowed to sell to anybody during Shvius. Ha machresha, the plow, v'chol keleha, and all the parts of it. Ha ol, the thing that goes on the back of the animal. V'hamizare, v'adeker, all these types of animals. So how can you make this equation that whatever something's asar for you, you're mitzuveh, it's asar gzera, and if you're not mitzuveh, it's not. So El Amar Ravashi, it doesn't depend on that. It only depends on what are you thinking? What could you be tola it on? Kol heicha deik lemitzla tailinan, whenever you could be tola el lekula, fine, v'yafagav de mitzuveh. Even if you're mitzuveh. So if you have a cow, if you could assume that a cow is going to be used for shechting, so then you're allowed to sell it to him. But call hecha the lack of a mitzvah. If there's no other way out, lo talina navagav de'ina mitzuveh. So it's not tali on mitzuveh or not. It's only tali on tzliya. What's the chashash? What could you assume occurred in this case? Again, the whole issue is a lifnei iver type of issue. So if I think that the guy's not going to do it, so then I'm not mitzuveh on lifnei iver. It's only lifnei iver. I know for sure. I know for sure he's going to do the avera. But if I don't know for sure he's going to do the Avera, then it is not a problem. Okay. Right. This real sugya relates. We're not going to go into it now, but we've discussed in the past the sugya in the Baba Basra. If I sell a cow to somebody, and it's a crazy cow, and it's damaging everybody. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, is that a mechach tos? Or do you say that I can say, oh, I thought you were going to shecht it. I thought you were going to shecht it. He said, what are you talking about? This ox is nuts. It's damaging everything. Do you ain't hokum amamanach harov, hokum amamanach harov? Do most people buy oxen or cows for shechting or not? So that relates to the sugya, but we're not going to do it right now. Right. Rabba Zavinahu Chamerli Yisrael, Hachashalim Kolovigochavim. Rabba sold a donkey to a Jew who was chashit to sell to an Ovigochavim. So Amarle Abaya, my taima, Ovin Marhachi. Why'd you do that? How can you do this? Amalei, I know the Yisrael Savini. What do you mean? I sold to a Jew. What's the problem? Amalei, what do you mean? He's going to go sell to a guy. So say he answers him, what do you mean? He sells it to anybody he can find. He sells it to a guy, but he also sells it to Jews. He's not going to only sell it to Avodas Gochavim. So therefore, it's too many steps. It's what would be called possibly lifnei de lifnei. It's too far. Lifnei Iver is usher, but lifnei the lifnei Iver, if it's too early, it's too many steps, then it's not. Like we have the principle also, over lasi asan, or over de over. It's too early, right? We generally assume that we don't make the bracha luv and esrog while it's still on the table. Right? What do? We pick it up and we turn the esrog over. That's the minhag of Yisrael. Why? Because on the table it's lifnei de lifnei. It's too early. It's too early. So weiter. So therefore, you're allowed to sell it to a Jew, even though he might sell it to a guy, because he also might sell it to a Jew. So Eisvei, is that really true? Makam shagol libkar behem adaka lekusim mochrin. Where the Midrash says sell it to the Kusim. Remember the Kusim? They were the nation that were put in Eretz Yisrael in the times of Sefer Malachim, and they were what was called Geiri Arayas. They converted because the lion, Hashem sent the lions, Machlokas Tanaim, whether they were true Geirim or not. Later on, they were found out to not be true Geirim anyway. So, if a minhag were to sell the behemadakas of the Kusim, you sell. Sholem gar, emochrin. My time of, what would be the reason that there's a minhag not to sell to them? Ilay mishum da chashidi a revia. Is it because they're chashid on revia, on living with the animals? Umi chashidi are they? They're not chashid. Why? But Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. Ein mami de mehema b'put the kosher of the kochavim. You're not allowed to put your animal in the stables of the ovedes kochavim. Zachar meets zachar and akevas eats on the kevas. Even male to males and females to females. The yitzar achlomar, and therefore surely, nekevas eats on zachar and zachar meets on the kevas. Because when it comes to ovedes kochavim, you are worried about revia. The ein mostrid behema l'roa shalahan, and also we're not allowed to give our animals to their shepherds. The ein miyachdin imahen, and also we're not allowed to be miyached our animals with them. Well, I'm sorry, we are not allowed to be miyached with them. Why? Rashi says chashid al shvichas damim. Right? It also relates to, in the olden days, getting a haircut from a non-Jewish barber. Shulchan Aruch talks about. The animals, we also don't give the kusim children to teach them. Why? Rashi, two days. Either chashal mishkav zachar or mashchile laminus. Heresy. Right? Based on what they teach them. We'll get back to that in a second. Olam da omnes or to teach them a trade. Aval, mamidin behemo, but the kosher kusim, zachar meizel zakevas, or the kevas leizel zacharim, that's all by obedes kochavim. But by kusim, it's all mutter. You ought to put it, zachar meizel zakevas, or the kevas leizel zacharim, even opposite gender. The answer, achlomer, zachar meizel zacharim, or the kevas leizel zakevas, it's all mutter. Umosir behemo the rosh alahan, you're allowed to give the animal, the behemo to the shepherds. Umiachdani mayan, umosir lahan, tito glam, the safer lam, the umnis. So what do you see from that whole brisa? Alma lo chashidi. So that whole brisa says kusim aren't chashid in any of these averis. So therefore, what's the reason that there is a minog not to sell them behema dakas? V'otanyan, we also learned ein mochron lahem, you cannot sell them lo zayin v'lo klei zayin, you can't sell to an obed kochavim different types of weapons. V'ema shchizin lahem as a zayin, you can't sharpen their weapons for them. V'ema mochron lahem lo sadam v'lo kolirim v'lo kvalim v'lo shalshlosh v'barzel, all these different types of anvils and chains, types of things they use to capture prisoners. Echad obed kochavim echad kusi. These last ones, weapons, is both. So my time why? Inema the chashidi ashvichas damim. Is it because you're worried they're going to kill you? Mi chashidi? Are they? No, but I'm miyachdini mohen. You already said in the previous brisa that you're allowed to have yichud with them. Ela mishum da'asi lezvun lo v'dekochavim. What must be the whole issue by these kusim? Why can't you sell it to them? Because they might then go and turn around and sell it to an over kochavim. So you see, you are koshed about two steps. You are koshed. It's not called lifnei delifnei. The chitayim, and if you want to say, you know why it's chamer there, kusilo avid shuva, yisrael avid shuva, you can't sell it to a kusi, because he's for sure set in his ways. But Yisrael is not set in his ways, maybe he'll do tshuva, it's Elul, maybe he'll do tshuva. V'yam rab nachman amr avuah, no. Kederach sh'amru asur limkar lo avid kochavim, kach asur limkar li yisrael achash limkar lo avid kochavim. The Brisa says it's asur. You're not worried that he's going to do tshuva. So how did Rabbah sell it? Right, you have all this against him. So the Gemara answers, he accepted the problem. He accepted that he was wrong. Rahid, Abasre, Tlasa, Parsi, he ran three parsos trying to catch up, to get the animal back. Vigadami, Parsa, Bechala, or maybe he ran a parsa in the sand, which is much harder than running on, either way, it was hard work. Velo Adruche, he didn't catch up to him. He didn't catch up to him, meaning it was a mistake. It's a mistake that he didn't catch up to him. Stop there for a second. There's one final point. And that is related to teaching, sending over a child to teach Lalando Sefer. So one of the days of Rashi is that it might lead to Minus. So we'd like to mention in this context that Tzlach, the Tzlach in Brachas, the Mishnah in Brachas says, Min'u Atzmechem Min HaHigayon. Be careful of teaching your children Higayon. What's Higayon? So Rashi there in Brachas, Daf Chav Ches, says, Lo Targilum B'mikra Yoser Midai Mishum Demashcha. Don't teach them too much Tanakh. Because it might pull them. What does that mean? So the Mitzvah says, because there are many apikorsim that study Tanakh as well. And in the world of Tanakh, They study Bishul HaLashon, it was already in the 1800s. And therefore you have to be very, very careful. How do you teach Tanakh? It has to be based on Chazal. Based on Chazal. And that's why, you know, Tanakh has fallen by the wayside, Rachman al-Islan. But, we should realize that, you know, Ben Chamish Lamikra. Ben Chamish Lamikra means that it's gotta be learned earlier. And even though there are those out there that might study Tanakh that do not have the same beliefs as they don't have the beliefs that as one should, that just means that we have to teach Tanakh in the proper way, based on Chazal, and in a safe environment. Doesn't mean that we don't teach Tanakh. And therefore, one should be careful with that, but that's an important slach, that even in those days, there were this scholarly, intellectual method, not based on Chazal, and one has to be very careful when one takes that attitude. Gambi al dusam, belabda mikra kachlo malami tamar chacham, v'yargilu tekef gambi mishnah v'gemara. V'harbi ish lochiach alzeh b'dareinu, shepasam is pachas ba'od, u'min ha'shamayim yirachamu. Says the Noda Behuda. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Then shall we continue? Again, remember the Parsha Shir is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the Parsha Shir for this week. Okay, we'll stop here.